Focus. Focus up. I'm talking to you, 34. Thanks for being a loyal watcher. I know you're watching right now. Hopefully you are. If not, you'll catch it up later. What's going on? My name is Chris Rubio. I'm the host of The Rubio Method. This is episode 57. Make sure you understand that right now we are live on X, LinkedIn, YouTube, Facebook, and of course, ngbn.tv. If you want to come on the show with me, just go to ngbn.tv. I think it's / The Rubio Method. Click on the yellow hoodie. Looks just like this. And you can talk to me, debate me, argue with me, have a good conversation. I don't care. Jenna just put it on the bottom. Talk to Rubio Live. Go to NGBN TV, Rubio Method channel, and click the yellow hoodie. Thank you for all that are commenting. We've got a wild show today. We've got a special guest star coming in about 38 minutes. What are we going to talk about today? Let's walk around the world here. We're going to talk about people who love to yell. Okay, that's going to be right out of the gate. I'm going to talk about my first experience with tackle football and how miserable it was. Why I simply do not have sympathy for certain people. Why I should pay more for a flight. Yes, I agree. I should pay more for a flight. Joey B with an intentional jab. When is enough enough? A not so interesting study from the CDC. This will get me a little fired up. And Jenna says, when I get a little fired up, I got to slow down because I get too into it. And get out while you can. And we're going to talk about some weird athletes as well. All of that on much, much more on today's episode of The Rubio Method. Jenna, I'm out. Focus. Focus up. I'm talking to all the college football coaches that are deep into spring football right now. You guys are grinding. You're doing a great job, but at least you're off the recruiting trail. So there's that. Welcome back to episode 57 of The Rubio Method. You can email me, Rubio@TheRubioMethod. We've got some great email questions coming in. First thing I want to tell you is a little story. I was talking to someone about how people like to yell, and people that like to yell don't understand that 99% of their audience does not react well to yelling. I'm not much of a yeller. I can talk very loud. I don't need a mic at all times, but just to yell, I'm not that guy. I never have been that guy. It's one of those things. I feel that if you're yelling to yell, you're really not good at communicating and you don't know what you're talking about. Maybe I'm wrong, maybe I'm right. I personally think I'm right. If you'd like to chime in, feel free to. But those that yell simply don't have the proper form of communication. So they get angry and they get frustrated. And it's also almost like a child. If you've ever seen a toddler, I remember when Damon was younger, Riz, when Cruz would look at him and say, why is he crying? Why is he yelling? And I'd be like, he's too dumb to even understand how to voice his opinion. So what does he do? He's 3, he's 4, he's 2, 5, whatever. He's just crying and yelling and throwing a fit. And it happens. But it's one of those things that you cannot let it happen. Yeah, Jim Scarano says yelling does not work. Yeah, I don't think it works at all. Let's go, Rubio. Ian Hill, what's up? So my first experience with tackle football was my freshman year. And you're thinking, Rubio, you went to UCLA. You started playing tackle football freshman year? Yeah. I grew up in Los Angeles. In Los Angeles, everything was done by weight, okay, not age. So if you were a fat kid, you had to play with kids older than you. I was a fat kid. So in third grade, I was playing flag football, and I was going to go play tackle. They said, sure, you can play, but you have to play with eighth graders. And I said, whoa, I'm 7. An eighth grader's 14. I'm going to die. So I gave my mom the puppy dog eyes and said, get me the hell out of here. And I played flag all the way through eighth grade, because if I was basically over the weight in third grade, good God, by fifth, sixth, seventh, and eighth, I was way past that weight, my man. And so my freshman year, I go out to play and they say, what position would you like to play, Rubio? And at this point, I'm like 5'10", probably 240. And the only position I ever played in flag football was quarterback, because I was the biggest and the strongest and I could throw the ball the farthest, was probably like 19 yards. So they would just put me in shotgun. That means they snap the ball 5 yards to me. I look around, boom, I throw it over. There it is. Yay. Great. And I tell the coach, I want to be a quarterback. And he says, Rubio, you're too fat. You're never going to play. You're never going to touch the football again in your life. Ironically, I touch one all the time now because I teach long snapping, but that's another story. And I said, okay. And so I put on the pads, don't know what the hell I'm doing. Literally had to watch the guy next to me, because this was back in the day where you had to string the belt through the pads, put the pads in the pants. And it was just a miserable early 90s polyester crap. And it was just not breathing like all the fabrics of today. And I got out there and my coach proceeded to yell non-stop. I mean, and it was one of those things you could tell he was kind of unhappy. Chevy and Nasty, I was told the same thing. Yeah, man, they just said, you're too fat. This is what's going to happen. And I was miserable. And I was the kind of guy, I'm a smart guy. And I just thinking to myself, just tell me what you want me to do. There's no need to yell at me, because all I'm doing when I hear someone yell at me, I revert back and all I hear is Charlie Brown's teacher. All I hear is, if you, those of you know what Charlie Brown's teacher sounds like, it just wah, 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 wah. So this guy would just yell and yell and yell. And you know, he had some issues. Like, dude, why are you yelling at me? You're like a 24-year-old guy. I know you're a freshman football coach and you're not probably happy with your life. Maybe you thought you should have done more with your athletic career or academic career, or your girlfriend's ugly. I have no idea, but why are you taking it out on Fat Rubio? And so I just hated it, because this guy is just yelling and yelling and yelling. And when are people going to realize that you just, what is it? You get more bees with honey, or bears with honey, or I don't know the thing. It's probably different in Canada, Jenna, but yelling does not work. It doesn't work. And if it does work, you're with the wrong person. And the fact of the matter is, I understand. Now, some of you are at home watching and going, Rubio, well, at some point you do have to yell. And I always bring up the AC thing, AC from AC Sports Live, that's going on tonight at 9 o'clock. He always says, Rubio, at some point you need to be a gorilla. You just need to be a gorilla one time in your life, where, with your kids, where you just have to yell, and you got to bring it up and just kind of raise up and just go King Kong mode and just boom. And if you can do that, they should listen to you. But the parents that don't do that, or just they do it nonstop, those are the parents where their kids aren't going to listen, because the threat has not been strong enough. And I can still remember, thank you, Jenna, you catch more flies with honey. That's, I don't eat honey, so I don't know about that. I don't catch flies either, so whatever. But when you do things like that, you have to come out forceful. And it comes back to the final story I'm going to tell with this first segment is, I remember one time I was probably 7, 8, 9, 10 years old, maybe not that old. I was young and stupid, but I was in the grocery store aisle with my mom. And the grocery store aisle, every kid knows there's that one aisle that has the toys. And parents would try to avoid that, blah, 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 and avoid that. And the kid would always find it. And I remember going down that aisle. My mom got off her long day at work, whatever. And I just said, I want this toy. And I was losing it. And she's just, no, no, Christopher, no, no. And she kind of raised up a little bit, and I go, I want it now. And I could see that other parents were kind of walking by in their shopping carts and looking, saying, oh, this is, it's about to hit the fan here. And I kept doing it. She grabs a toy, okay, proceeds to go to the checkout. What's up, Samuel Gardner III, my man? Thanks for checking in. And I remember thinking to myself, Nana Mona, hello. That's not what I was thinking, but I'm thinking that right now. I'm thinking to myself, oh my God, I won. Because I still remember this very vividly. And I said, I won. She's going to buy me this toy. So now I know what I can do. She proceeds to buy me the toy. This is a true story. We get to the checkout. She buys it, goes to hand it to me, drops it on the ground, and stomps on it. Literally just breaks it right in front of me. And I look like she shot my dog. And I just pause and, what happened? And she leans over. She goes, Christopher, you ever embarrass me again like that, I will embarrass you to the highest level. And I'm just getting scared now, because my mom did not talk to me like this at all, because I was a pretty good kid always. And she goes, I swear to God. Now, let me give you a visual here. My mom, bless her heart, she's lost a lot of weight. She was a bigger woman at that time. Let's just say she was, I guess, average woman height, 5'5", 5'4", 5'6", I don't know what. She's shorter than me. And at that point, she was, let's say, above 2 clicks, reaching maybe 3 clicks. And she said, Christopher, I'll embarrass you. I said, like, I was scared. What are you going to do? What are you going to do? She says, I promise you, I will go to your school at recess with a pink polka dot bikini. And I walk around and say, has anyone seen Christopher Rubio? That's my son. I need to give him a hug. And she was not smiling. And I thought, oh, and she, and I go, oh my God, moms did go King Kong on AC Sports Live. Yeah. And I, from that point on, I was like, she is not playing. She did get the point across nasty. She definitely did. So I still remember this today. I'm still a little traumatized. Let the record straight. I never did see my mom in a bikini, and I think I'm better off, nothing personal, but I think I'm better off of that. So that means I just never got in trouble again. But that worked. She went King Kong on me. And we're going to come back, and we're going to talk about other bigger people, but we're going to do it right after this commercial. Jenna, I'm out.
Our dedicated staff is ready to work for you. ArcBeat specializes in custom apparel. Call us or order online. Free shipping nationwide. Custom printed shirts are our specialty, and we make sure you get exactly what you want. Bring in your own design or let our team create one for you. Promote your business, event, or club with pens, caps, bottles, mugs, and more.
Creating cool since 1985.
Focus. Focus up. I'm talking to all the new content creators at NGBN.TV. Seriously, go to the website, check it out. I think we're over 55 shows now. It's absolutely amazing. There are things for everybody. You want a spiritual show? They got spiritual shows. You want sports shows? They got a ton of sports shows. You want some guy who just likes to talk and have a good time and argue? You got me. But there's also other great shows, but check them out at NGBN.TV. We're adding new shows literally almost daily at this point. All right, let's jump into it. Everything happens for a reason. Tons of recent videos. Now, this is going to be a little ironic because you can tell I'm not a petite human being. Tons of recent videos have been going around about the plight of being quote unquote plus size human beings and how things are so bad for them. I just pulled up one. Jenna, can you show that video? You only need about 15 to 20 seconds of it.
I'm plus size and on a plane. Of course, I can't fit the tray table now. I'm plus size and on a plane. Of course, I'm going to sit beside the smallest member of my family. I'm plus size and on a plane. Of course, the armrest is digging into me. I'm plus size and on a plane. Of course, I have to shimmy down the aisle sideways.
Okay. This is the plane's fault? What are they supposed to do? I mean, take out extra seats? Trust me. And like I said, I'm not petite. I'm 6'2", I just don't understand. We're like, and I'm right around 230, 235. Trust me, I'm not comfortable on a plane either. I get it, but I'm not going to ask them to redo the entire plane for my big ass. I'm going to think to myself, wow, the average human man, I think it's like 5'10". And what did I don't know what the average girl is, Jenna. They've got to be 5'3", 5'4", 5'2". I have no idea. And I will agree. Jenna says they are making planes smaller. There's no doubt about that. That's why anytime I sit on a plane and the dude or chick in front of me reclines, a part of me wants to stab them in their ear with a pencil or whatever I have close to me, because what is reclining 2 inches doing for you? Literally not. You can touch this topic all you want, AC. I'm a bigger man, and I'm saying that I should pay more for a flight. What's up, Alex, Chris, Gru? I think I should pay more, because here's the thing. If I can check bags, okay, and I'm a way high up Delta member, so I can check 3 bags up to 50 pounds or over 50 pounds, but you can't. But so what's the weight advantage or disadvantage? So I think people that are smaller should have to pay less. They should definitely weigh everyone to get on a plane. I'm talking me. I would agree. I should pay more because I'm bigger. The person that sits next to me loses. Absolutely. I get it. I'm a big, broad-shouldered guy. If I'm sitting next to Sheldon and Nasty, that's a row of hell. One of us is sweating. We're going to be all over the place. Someone's going to get teeth sweat. I don't know. It's going to get disgusting. We're rubbing, doing all this. And then you get, but like people, I just don't understand. What does she want the thing to do? And I have no sympathy for these people. None at all. I'm not treading carefully, AC. I don't care. You know I don't. And I'll say it. I am saying it right now. Here's the thing, though. This is the one thing that people can control. I can't control the size of the plane. I mean, I guess I could buy my own plane if I'm Jay-Z or something. But if I don't have that kind of money, I can't do that. So I know when I get on a plane, and I travel a lot, man. I've got 1.6 million miles. I know for those 3 to 4 to 5 to 6 hours, I'm miserable. And I'm going to be uncomfortable. I'm going to be like this, especially if I get, you know, if I get the aisle seat, I usually throw that thing up and I just lean my body in. But we've all sat next to someone who's, you know, bigger, and that's a loss. And I am admitting that I am the one that loses. I'm the one that makes you lose. I do I think it's fair? Absolutely not. As a bigger person, if you've ever been on a helicopter, I've been on a helicopter 2 or 3 times. They weighed me on that. It was uncomfortable because I'm big, and no fat guys like to get weighed. But I'm sorry. If you don't want to be uncomfortable on a plane, and trust me, I get it. So my plan is pay by the pound. 1,000,000,000%, Scarano, I would say pay by the pound. So because the bigger people, if they're going to charge for bags, how do they not charge for baggage on your body? So if you're 150 pounds, why should the 300 pounder not have to pay the exact same amount as you? Is you're not taking up as much space. I would love to sit next to sub 60 Ed on the plane. I think it would be fantastic. I see him not rolling down the aisle. I'm like, oh Jesus, please sit next to me. If it was a Southwest flight, I'd sit, save a seat for him. Okay. Jenna says first 100 pounds is free. What is that, an average human? I don't know what normal people like. Maybe 150, or I don't know, because then this is a fine line. AC says I'm gonna get in trouble for this, I guarantee it. Maybe women are 100 pounds, dude are 150 pounds, because if dudes are taller, they're gonna be bigger. Okay, I don't know. I think we have an email question that I need to go to right now, then we'll come back and I'll finish up this segment. But I think Scarano's right. I think you should pay by the pound. Rubio, do you like the show Friends? Because your personality reminds me of Chandler. I've heard that before. Chandler was my favorite character on the show. I do like the show Friends. I think it's funny, but there's one part of the show that drives me absolutely insane, and this is going to be a hot take. Some of you are going to like it, some of you are not. The worst character on that show, and it caused me to not like it as much as I should like it, is Ross. Here's the reason why. Number one, he's a whiner. And the biggest reason, there's zero chance he gets what the hell's her name? Rachel. She's way, way too hot of a girl for him. And she's always wearing these skimpy outfits. She's a smoke show. She just got hotter as the episodes went on. There's no way you're telling me Ross is getting Rachel. There's zero chance of that. There's zero chance. And so now, see, I'm getting fired up. Nanamona's going to tell me to slow down. That's another reason why I don't like the show Friends, because there's no way Ross gets her. None at all. Sub 60 half off. That's offensive. And why is it offensive? He should be. He should 100% be half off, okay? And here's, dude, I'm 6'5". What happened if my baggage is lighter than yours? That's another great point, Sheldon. I'm saying if you're 6'5 and you're around 3 clicks, I don't want to sit next to you, number one. But say you're 300 pounds and you bring in 3 bags of 50 pounds, now you're basically 450 pounds a human. Where, let's say, sub 60 Ed, he's weighing, I don't know what he weighs, 140, 130, I don't know what, okay? And he only has 20 pounds of bags. How is he paying the same damn price as you? It doesn't make sense to me. And I, like I said, I'm defending the small humans. I'm saying you should pay more. And what about the people with height issues? Jenna, do you have that picture of me and Sean Bradley, or is it Sean Bradley and I? Look at this photo. What's this poor guy doing? Like I said, leave that up for a second, Jenna. I'm not small. I'm between 6'2 and 6'3. Look at that monster. Look at the size of his shirt. Okay? That poor guy, he sat next to me on a flight one time, and he was like this under the baggage claim. That poor guy, if he doesn't get exit row or first class, he's screwed. So does he have to pay more as well? See, this is what bothers me. I don't understand it. All I know that I do understand is we're going to go to commercial, but when we come back, we're going to talk about Easter Sunday and the White House and Joey B making kind of a big flub. On that note, Jenna, I'm out.
You have been watching The Rubio Method, a show on the NGBN.TV network.
1 week after launching our exclusive sneak peek, NGBN TV was live for 3 days of continuous coverage from Super Bowl 58 in Las Vegas.
NGBN TV is live from Las Vegas for Super Bowl 58.
The one-of-a-kind streaming TV network for men in their 40s, 50s, and 60s was the conversation for the big game about men's mental health. And the world of athletes, celebrities, and influencers were on notice. But we're just getting started with new partnerships announced, like the Team Nike 3-on-3 Championship, and new platforms available to download the NGBN TV app. So, what are you waiting for? Download the app today from your favorite streaming device, or check us out at ngbn.tv. This is NGBN TV.
Take it away, Rubio.
Focus. Focus up. I'm talking to you, Karita and Harmony, but this is going to be the last time I'm talking to you because you did not say the gift was good that I got the queen. So this is it. This is the last time I'm going to speak to you too. So I hope you enjoy it. Maybe record this. If you can, you also remember, don't forget, we have an app on Roku, Google Play, Amazon Fire, all that good stuff. Google Fire, I can't remember what it all is. And you can email me, rubio@therubiomethod.com. It doesn't have to be about friends. It can be about whatever you want. All right. There are winners and losers in life. All right. So this was a weird, weird weekend. Over the weekend, I think it was Friday or Saturday, Joey B in the White House proclaimed Easter Sunday, official White House form, official White House release. They informed it was March 31st is Transgender Day of Visibility. All right. So here's the thing. It's originally created by Rachel Crandall Crocker. She's a radical trans activist and therapist. Okay. It started in 2009. It's been going since then. Now, let me just show you what Rachel Crandall Crocker looks like. Jenna, go ahead, please. Okay, so this is a radical trans activist and therapist that is a transgender, I guess. Okay, look, kind of looks like to me like the Penguin with Danny DeVito played it in Batman. I don't know what, well, it was the Penguin. That was his character. It's been going since March 31st, 2009. So it's been going a long time, but Joey B is the only president that proclaims it, announces it, rah, 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 rah. Now, I'm not an overly religious person, but to me, this was a slap in the face to anyone that's a Catholic, a Christian, who celebrates Easter, which is the most holy day for these people. If you believe in Mr. Jesus, this is the top day you got. Okay, he has risen, all that good stuff. And for them to announce it, okay, could have not announced it at all. Could have just kept going what every president since 2009's done. And just there, it's in the back. Why would he do that? Why? Because it's not a good look. And then today, yesterday, the press asked, why did he say this? And Joey B says, I didn't say that. Okay. Now, number one, either he has issues. Oh, I'm getting to that nasty. I'm getting to that. Either he has issues where he literally doesn't know that he'd said it or put it out, or no one's telling him anything. And they're just putting out stuff for him, which, let's all be honest, that's most likely the case. And like Sheldon said, or NASA, was it? That was Sheldon, yeah. He didn't put it out on the Spanish socials, okay? So he put it on all the English, Twitter, X, Facebook, all that stuff, all the White House press releases, but anything that was Spanish, he did not. So he was totally playing an agenda, playing to his crowd, because he knows that the Spanish speakers, the Mexicans, they're super into Mr. Jesus. And you piss them off, you're pissing off a whole voting group. And it's weird how they just left that part out and they just said Happy Easter. That's just so odd. I mean, that's, you talk about coincidences. That's one thing that's just so wild. And the thing about this, let's break into it a little bit. March 3rd, Joey B was told to say, what else is new? Yeah, Gru, you're right on that one. Right now, March 31st was chosen. Why was March 31st chosen? It was distanced to have some distance from Pride Month in June. So the entire June is Pride Month, and Transgender Day of Remembrance, which is November 20th. So they already have these two bookends, and they didn't want this one, the Transgender Day of Visibility. I still don't even understand what it means. Like, what, you to be visible? Like, are you invisible? What's happening here? But they had to split the difference so it wouldn't be cornered to the other one, so it didn't piggyback them. Okay, so you have these three right here that you're talking about, but you need a whole nother one. And here's the thing. If you calculate them all up, transgender, LGBT, they have 145 days of the year. 145 days of the year. That's almost 40% of the calendar year is locked in for these people. Why? What am I missing? What was that? How terrible, holy, what's that clown up to now? Yes, Nanamoto, that's my point. And this was not, mainstream media did not talk about this at all, but it was on X and you could find it on everything else. And then once it goes, and then when they, the problem is with the press, they say, hey, Joey B, why'd you say this on Easter, man? Why make an announcement? I didn't say that. And then no one says anything else. No one says, hey man, yeah, you did. Here's the press release. And they talked to Karine Jean-Pierre and, oh, no, that's not what he meant. What do you mean that's not what he meant? It's literally a press release. Like, I don't understand. And how is it not on the Spanish site page? And no one says anything about that either. They have 145 days. Jenna, can you show up that chart? I think she can get it all in here. I mean, I don't understand. These are the most visible people on the planet. It's supposedly Transgender Day of Visibility is because they're so brave. But I don't understand. Why do you need that? I still can't get it. I've never seen a crosswalk. I've been to Miami, the Keys, where they have crosswalks that are painted with rainbow colors, which, okay, I get it. But what is, am I missing something? Am I, do I have cataracts? Where are the straight sidewalks? Or is it just every other sidewalk that's just, I guess, what color is that, black? I'm not a construction worker. Is that gray? Is asphalt? Is that a color? So do they get one? I'm just saying. And then once you start giving days away, actually, we'll talk about this right after this email question, because I'm going to get fired up on it. I don't want to go too long. Jenna, do you have another email question for me? Rubio, am I missing out by only listening to your shows on Spotify and all that good stuff? I would say yes. Just because I like watching shows more, even podcasts, I like to see the facial expressions. I like to see if they're talking with their hands, which I do all the time. That's why I got rid of the mic and I have this carabiner. I don't know what the kind of mic this is, but it's one of those where I like to see more of the expressions. I'm more of a visual person. Can you see it? I can see it. And so back to this, where is the line drawn? Where can you say enough is enough? Because why does not everyone get days? Is there a big brown bald guy day? No. If there is, someone please find it. I'd like to celebrate myself. Is there a yellow hoodie day? Is there a sub 60 day? Is there a Japanese male day? Is there a lefties day? Is there Canadians that come down a day? Like, what's happening? Yeah, I said big brown bald guy day, Jenna. I didn't say big bald brown guy gay. What, I mean, that could be a day too. What do I know? Maybe it is a day. Jenna, you might have to check that page. Can you pull that up real quick more time, Jenna? Let me see if I can find big bald brown guy gay. No. Yes, I am getting my words mixed up because I'm getting fired up about it. And I just don't understand. If you have an entire month, why do you need more? Why do you have an entire month? But being honest, like, can anyone answer me? Is there a straight pride day or straight pride month? Every day is Canadian day. Well, I guess so. As long as every day is not poutine day, that's the big thing for me. So if anyone can explain it to me, I would love to hear the reasoning for that. I just don't get it. We're going to move on to our next topic because we've got a big one coming. Oh, not yet. We're going to talk about athletes. Then I got a special guest star that's going to be dominating the world on Saturday. And I'm not over-exaggerating, okay? But first, we're going to talk about some athletes, but we're going to do that right after this commercial. Jenna, I'm out.
You have been watching The Rubio Method, a show on the NGBN.TV network.
Hello, we are the MD and Chef team. I'm nutritional chef Michael, joined by my beautiful wife, Dr. Isabel, medical doctor and suicide survivor.
Yes, I was dropped into the world of mental illness back in 2013, and by the grace of God, I survived suicide. But here's what I learned. We don't have a mental illness issue. That's the downstream event. We're focusing downstream. We should be focusing upstream on our brain health and all the things that we can be doing to support our brain health. Because you see, it's like mopping up the floor when the sink is overflowing instead of turning off the faucet. So come and join us on the MD and Chef Team show.
Come join us.
Take it away, Rubio.
Focus up. I'm talking to you, Jenna. She's in the back and she said she's having too much fun on this show. Jenna, you know what? I'm glad you chimed in though, because I want a normal day, not a bonus. Yeah, I'm in for that. That's a great one. Jenna, we're going to come back to this because you just reminded me of our story that we were talking before. And I said, I had a physical today. Shout out to my doctor. He's Dr. Baldick. He's phenomenal. And we were talking about, okay, how'd it go, blah, blah, blah. And I said, I'm old enough now to where one of the questions they asked me is, have you fallen recently? And I'm like, well, that's a damn question. Like, am I that age where you have to say, hey man, have you fallen? And I immediately thought of that 80s commercial. I think it was 80s. I've fallen and I can't get up. What was it? That little beeper thing that old people used to wear. I don't know if they still have those. They've got to have whatever. Now your watch does all that. And so anyway, we're talking to Jenna and she was telling me how, I was saying how it would be really terrible to be a girl. And because of the worst thing that a dude has to do with the doctor is when you get to a certain age and no, I have not had to do it, is you're worried about the whole prostate where you get the finger up the pooper. And Jenna decides to tell me a little bit about the female doctor experience. For those that are listening right now, my facial expression says it all. I really wish you could see it because I've seen fire and I've seen rain, as James Taylor said in a great song. And the way she was explaining things to me, I don't know who would want to be a woman. Like, why would you even say, no, I'm not going to say speculum. I don't want to say that. I don't even know what that is. All I know is that she was describing things to me, and it made me think, whoever you want, that I am not a woman. And that was just not a good thing. Jenna got me almost depressed, but I had to keep going, and I powered through the show. And Jenna says she's having a good time. And you know what? That's what we want for the show, because a lot of people are saying, hey, man, what is your show about? I said, I don't know. We're just going to have a good time. If you want to argue, we'll argue. If you want to talk about some stuff, we'll talk about some stuff. That's what I do every day when I put out the Rubio, the Rubio rundown with Rubio. All right. And that's what I'm saying. I want to just talk about some good things, kind of make me laugh a little bit. Accept and embrace. What is happening with today's athletes? All right, we've got Final Four going on, men's and women's. Caitlin Clark lighting it up last night with 41 points. She's ridiculous. Do I think she could play in the NBA? Absolutely not. I don't think she would get 1 point scored. I don't think she would be able to score on any NBA athlete. I want to talk about Caden Proctor. Jenna, can you show this monster on the screen real quick? Caden Proctor is a big human being. That's him at age 18. All right, so this guy, he's an offensive lineman for Alabama Crimson Tide. So, but here's what happened. He was first committed to Iowa, and he was their biggest commit they ever had. So he committed like as a junior, whatever, and going to Iowa. He was the biggest, literally physically largest, because he's 6'8", I think 340, and the biggest, highest ranking recruit ever. Five-star, blah, blah, blah. He's the next coming of Jesus. And all of a sudden, the day before, he says, I'm committing to Alabama. So he goes to Alabama and he plays left tackle. For those that know, the left tackle is, have you ever seen the movie The Blind Side? You have to be pretty much the best offensive lineman to play that besides the center. But the left tackle, because if the quarterback's right-handed, the left tackle's guarding his blind side, hence the name of the movie. Hopefully you figured that out by now. Yeah, my show is just wild, not a mono, and that's the way I want it. But I hope you're having a good time while watching it. I feed off of Jenna. She starts chiming in and I get going. But this guy gets, he has a freshman year, all SEC, all American, blah, 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 an absolute stud. And after that, he just says in January, after their bowl game, I'm transferring to Iowa. And so Iowa's like, hell yes, we get him back. Yeah, blah, blah, blah. He goes there from January, February, March. And right now, after spring, he says, yeah, I'm transferring back to Alabama. Oh, okay. Number one, where's the loyalty? Is it in college sports? Is that just done? Are we just done? Like, don't even buy a jersey, don't buy a hat anymore. And number two, what happened to all the NIL money? Because you know damn well when he's going from Alabama to Iowa, he is not going just for high fives. He's 1,000,000,000% going to get the NIL money. So, and I read that he walked away with about a couple million. And he got all that money from Iowa, and then he said, oh, yeah, peace out. I don't want to be a Hawkeye. So now, and their poor coach even came out and said, well, the good thing is he never got our playbook. Really, dude? You really think he was there for the playbook? I mean, they can watch film. It's very, very obvious, very easy what people are running. For him to get all that money, he's basically transferred three times because he was Iowa, then Alabama, then Iowa, then Alabama. So is that three or four times? I don't do math. But it's just, I don't like the direction. I know this sounds like old man yelling at the clouds, but it's just, what's going on? Why are we doing this? Like, why are we allowing it to happen? I just don't get it, but it's weird, and I don't like the sound of it. Loyalty has gone down the drain, Gru, and I don't like it. I mean, it's one of those things that I understand the transfer portal, but it's one of the, I truly believe it should be for almost like second and third string kids, or if a coach leaves. But when people are just bouncing for dollar to dollar to dollar to dollar, and who is the, if AC still watching, the Clemson quarterback that went to Oregon State, I can't pronounce his name, DJ, something like that. I mean, he's transferred like four times. Like, what's going on here? I just don't like it. We'll come back to another athlete that I want to kind of discuss, because I think it's pathetic, but let's do it. Jenna, do you have this email for me about the movies? Rubio, do you enjoy going to the movies? No. I do not. I don't want to hear people talk. I don't want to hear people chew. I don't want to hear people smacking your lips. I don't want to see people's cell phones go off. And trust me, where I go to the movies in Lewiston, I think that the most crowded I've ever seen the theater is like, no joke, 12 people in it. So no, I'm not a big fan of it. If I could rent out a movie theater and have it put myself, that would be phenomenal. But I'd want a remote as well. So if I had to take a piss, I could stop the movie and go out and come back, maybe get a refill or do whatever I want. But Do I like going to the movies? No, just because I don't like being in a group of people where I have to hear things. And I'm one of those guys that once I hear one thing from someone, I can't get rid of it. I will see them the entire time and it'll bother me. Or they like start playing with their fingernails or tapping their foot or doing whatever, and I just can't let it go. So no, I do not like going to the movies. I don't want to pay $25. Jesus, where are you going to the movie theater? Beverly Hills? I think our movie theater is $10. Good God, Scarano. Is it $25? Is that a normal price? I mean, I know I live in the middle of nowhere, but that can't be right. All right. Jim, do you have the picture of Tyrese Halliburton? So this is Indiana Pacer, Tyrese Halliburton. He is an Indiana Pacer. He's obviously a basketball player. He had this comment on betting taking over social media. Quote, not everybody cares how we feel. To half the world, I'm just helping them make money on DraftKings or whatever. I'm a prop. Okay, so let's just start. Let's take it sentence by sentence. Not everybody cares to hear how we feel. No kidding. I understand that. Okay. Do you think every boss asks their employees how they feel every single day? You couldn't. You would never be able to get through all your employees. And it's one of those things. I understand there's a whole mental health aspect of it, but it's not everyone's job to check on you. That should be your husband, your wife, your mom, your dad, your close friends, maybe a psychologist, maybe your doctors. But I'm not a random human being going up and asking every athlete, hey, man, how you feeling? Okay, because that's not my concern. I'm sorry if that's rude, but you're not, Tyrese, have you contacted Rubio at therubiomethod.com and said, Rubio, how you feeling today? No. Jenna, could you check my emails? I don't think he's chimed in today. So am I supposed to do that to every athlete? Who is supposed to do that? I don't understand. So half the world, I'm just helping them make money on DraftKings or whatever. Okay, you're right. And I don't think it's half the world. I don't think half the world's betting. I've never bet on something like that. But yeah, that's their entertainment. And you are basically entertainment for them. That's 100% true. I'm a prop. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. That's 100%. If you're a professional athlete, you are 100% a prop. Even if you're not, it's just not even a professional. If you're a college athlete, my middle son is at Montana State. He went on a recruiting trip. And of course, they take him to this nice steak dinner and they're doing this and doing that and all that good stuff. And he gets a full scholarship. And I said, sure, you hate going to the movies because they don't show Hallmark movies. That's a damn good, they should make movie theaters that show Hallmark movies. That's good. Jody says, Rubio, you're killing me as per usual. Rubio hates movies. Who saw that coming? I don't hate movies. I hate movie theaters. I love movies. I love movies. I hate movie theaters. But Jenna, you might be onto something. I feel like they should set up Hallmark movie theaters. I'm so in. That would be great. They could have a smell of lavender. And the winter months, just hot cocoa. You couldn't get anything else. They always had those fresh Chips Ahoy cookies or whatever they got. Holy hell, what an idea, Jenna. All right. So, and anyway, he's going to Montana State. And the day before he leaves, I tell him, okay, bud, you remember that steak you had at that nice restaurant? He goes, well, yeah. And I go, how much was it? He goes, $75. And I said, okay. I go, now you know what you are. When you go to school, you are a piece of steak. And when you bit into that $75 piece of steak, if you tasted like really crap steak that you get at a cafeteria, would you have been like, holy, what the hell's this, man? And he said, well, yeah, I'd be pissed. I go, if you go and now you're basically, let's say a $50,000 steak, $25,000 a year per graduation per year. He's got 2 years left. And I go, if you taste like a $5 steak, they're going to be pissed. So as hard as you think you have to work that much harder. And I told him, I go, you are a prop. That's all you are. They are renting your body for 2 years and they're going to pay you top dollar. You're going to get a free education, get free gear, going to get free food, free weight room, all that good stuff, free doctors, free contacts, free whatever. But guess what? You are a prop. Okay. And welcome to reality, Tyrese. Half the world is not even thinking about you. And yes, you are a prop, but guess what? He just signed a 4-year, $18 million contract. If someone wants to use me as a prop for $4.5 million, I don't do math, a year. Okay. So I'm sorry your feelings are hurt, but yes, for $18 million or 4 years, you're a prop, dude. I don't know what to tell you. And anyone that thinks they're wrong, they feel free to argue with me. I don't think you're wrong. Professional athletes are entertainers, the Edge of Greatness Project says. They're paid to bring joy to people's lives by playing a game. If you want people to care about you more, show them who you are. Hell yes, Edge of Greatness Project. I think he's going to be on the Decades podcast tonight at 9:30 Pacific on the NGBN network. But yeah, that's a great point. You are entertainers. I mean, this goes back to the damn Roman and gladiator times. I mean, they're circumstances at the end were a little bit more rough. People actually died. But it's one of those things where, yeah, you are. That's a circus. That's what's happening. That's why people pay a lot of money to you. That's why you get paid a lot of money to hit a little ball out of a park, or drive a little ball onto a green piece of grass, or shoot a little ball into a basket, or tackle a human being, things like that. All right. So we're going to go to a quick 30-second commercial, and we're going to come back. We're going to talk about a new CDC report and how pissed off I am. And we're going to have a special guest star as well. So, Jenna, take me out of here. I'm out.
You have been watching The Rubio Method, a show on the NGBN.TV network.
Let's get going, gang!
Our dedicated staff is ready to work for you. ArcBeat specializes in custom apparel. Call us or order online. Free shipping nationwide. Custom printed shirts are our specialty, and we make sure you get exactly what you want. Bring in your own design or let our team create one for you. Promote your business, event, or club with pens, caps, bottles, mugs, and more.
Creating cool since 1985.
Take it away, Rubio.
Focus. Focus up. I'm talking to you, Dr. Baldick and Dr. Shepherd. That's my doctor and my dentist. They do a great, great job, and they're fun people, too. They're good to hang out with. Welcome back to episode 57 of the Rubio Method. Make sure you are commenting, like on LinkedIn, YouTube. Where are we? Facebook, X. I heard X has got a lot of viewers right now, formerly known as Twitter for the official terms. And remember, you can email me, rubio@therubiomethod.com. Any question you'd like, go ahead. I don't care. It doesn't matter to me. I'll probably answer it on here. Working hard is not enough. A new CDC, Center for Disease Control, report reveals a spike in alcohol-related deaths up by 40,000 annually over the last couple of years. No kidding. What did you think was going to happen? Okay, that's up to almost 180,000 deaths per year. That is not good. All right. So what I wonder, Jenna, what could have happened within the last 4 years that would make people a little bit more depressed? Oh, God, was there? Oh, that's right. Everyone got locked down where we had to stay in the house and they would do all these things. Yeah, COVID-19. Wow, what a weird coincidence. And everyone had to be locked down and everyone had to be shut in. And not only did people get locked down, Jenna, can you bring in our guest? People also were told, hey, you know what? You're not even an essential human being. So someone like my job, I had to reconfigure my entire occupation because I travel as a private football coach along with doing this. So I wanted to talk a little bit about depression, and then we're going to move into a bigger topic. Let me introduce Craig Hanum. Craig, can you tell everyone who you are and what are you doing on Saturday, my man?
Hey, I'm Craig Hanum. I am going to be taking charge of what we call Equip Ourselves to Save a Life, and it debuts this Saturday. Two live shows, back-to-back, one at 9-11 for the Eastern Pacific or Eastern time, and then 9-11 Pacific.
Okay, so this is going to be on NGBN.TV, /Save a Life, right. And it's 2 hours, and Craig's just going to basically give you, not just basically, I'm lighting it up here, but give you some tips, okay? Learn the signs of suicide. There it is right there. Register now. It takes literally, guys, backslash save a life. It takes, I think, 30 seconds to register. It's 2 hours of your life. The way I explain it is basically CPR on steroids. Okay. Remember, everyone had to take CPR in the 80s. It's CPR on steroids. And Craig, you and I have talked. I've had a friend take their own life. And it's just one of those things that I wish, every single day I would say, man, hey, I wish I would have known. Because I was talking to him 10 times a day through text, Jim Gingrich from Decades. And I was like, what did I miss? What did I miss? And I beat myself up for it. And if I had gone through this class, maybe there's something that I would have caught, because people were afraid to leave their homes. And so everyone got, not everyone, but the depression rose, man. So what are some quick tips that people are going to learn? I don't give away all the secret sauce here. Just like, so what are we going to do?
Oh yeah. Everyone's going to learn the subtle indicators, just to have a conversation. Instead of going through this checklist, and too often we saw mental health providers, the CDC, the military, you name it, would say, hey, here's your checklist on how to figure out if someone's suicidal. Number one, are you suicidal? Okay, they called you and said they're suicidal. Don't ask that question. No, we got to get rid of that checklist. That's my whole point. So go back to COVID-19, where we had folks who were already, subjected to hopelessness and loneliness and everything else. And we told them, hey, stay inside. It's dangerous for you to go outside. They're already subjected to these thoughts as it is, and they couldn't get services. So yeah, hearing that stat that alcohol-related incidents have increased, no kidding. That's a That's a possible side effect. I'm sorry.
Yeah, and then when you're locking everyone down and you're telling people, oh, by the way, you're non-essential. You're literally not an essential human being. You don't think that's a kick in the groin for someone? I mean, I remember when they're like, you can't go to work. Well, what are you talking about? I can't go to work. I have to. I'm essential to my family. I'm the breadwinner. And now you're telling me, whoa, dude, you got to stay at home. We'll float you some money, which I never got. Okay, and what are you going to do? I have to survive. Okay, well, let me go out and get some exercise then. No. You can't go to the gym because they locked that down. Okay, well, what can I do? Well, the liquor store is still open. Yeah. And don't get me wrong, I appreciate a good beverage now and then, but it's just one of those things that this was so dumb. And it, like I said, if I had hair, I'd pull it out, that you look back and go, what the hell? Like, no one thought, okay, has anyone ever said, like, you stay away from vitamin C or vitamin D, get in the sun, do this. And it's, luckily for me, I think you were in Phoenix the whole time or Arizona.
I was in Arizona, yeah, down in Tucson.
And see, in Idaho, where I was, it was like the wild, wild west. There was no one cared. You just do whatever you want. And so, and I didn't go through the depression of it. And like my friends, we saw everything. The government can't complain. They're making great cash over. Yeah, they know 100% they are making alcohol sales, Jenna. But I mean, what did this part of your life blow you away as much as it did I, Craig?
Oh, big time. It was unbelievable. You know, the job I had, I was doing a little bit of consulting, and when we couldn't fly and I had to be on the road, you know, 5-6 days out of the week, and all of a sudden it was like, nope, you can't fly because COVID is just going berserk. And they try to realign how we did our jobs, and we couldn't do it because we were the boots on the ground. We had to get to those places to help people out, and we couldn't do it. So it fell apart. And then it was, well, we're not hiring. So there was a period where, you know, I was kind of unemployed for a minute, and it was just stay at home. I was like, I'm going to lose my freaking mind. Yeah. Don't tell me to stay at home. This is insane. You know, it's like, all right, let's go to the national parks. You know, so I took a trip up to Sedona thinking I was going to get on the trails and just get out of sight, out of mind, and just be in my element. Now they shut down the trails because they worried about COVID. I'm like, you idiots, we're freaking outside.
Yeah,
it's not airborne. You know, the whole 6 feet was, they knew that's how far, you know, snot would spray when you would sneeze. That was the only 6 foot thing that came up. That wasn't science. That was just physics, man. You know, and to this day, I do not like the response that we had when it came to COVID-19, especially people who are already predisposed to suicidal behavior as it was, and that their outlet was work or being engaged in their community, wherever it was. Now you're telling them, don't do it. So you're just going to sit there in your dark room and drink.
Yeah.
You know, because you think it's, I don't think it's a government deal where it's like, hey, let's make sure the liquor stores stay open. No, they had to figure out how to stay afloat. A lot of businesses in Tucson said, hey, how can we sell our food? Oh, I know how. We'll lobby with the governor. And they did this where the governor said, okay, we'll allow you to sell alcohol to go.
Yeah, I saw that.
You know, so a lot of states were doing that. And, you know,
and it's one of those things that the thing that gets me is that you had so many people that were just flat out afraid to leave their homes. Yeah. And like, even to this day, you're driving or you're on a plane or you see someone with a mask. It's like, how am I surviving? How is Craig surviving? How is Jenna surviving? Like, what am I missing something? Is this the zombie apocalypse and we missed it? Like, how can you be that scared and that you've swallowed that much propaganda to just take it all in? But see, those are the people that we need, as much as I don't like them right now, we do need the tools to help them. And when is the date again, Craig? Because I got to run to commercial real quick.
April 6th, 9 to 11 Eastern, 9 to 11 Pacific. Two back-to-back shows. Take 2 hours out of your life. Trust me, it'll be worth it, especially when we look at the staggering provisional numbers from CDC that I just checked out today. As of July for 2023, 24,845 people have already taken their life.
Jesus.
And that's provisional numbers for last year up to July. So it's really starting to break my heart. And we're in the top, for our age category, we're in the top 10 for all the deaths out there.
And Craig, real quick, what is your background in this? Just real quick, 20-second blurb. How do you know so much about this?
I was the Army Suicide Prevention Program Manager for 4 years as an Army civilian after retirement from the Army.
Phenomenal. Give me the stat of how many lives you saved.
I have no idea, but I lost 182.
But
actually, I take that back. As of last week, that changed. I keep forgetting. 183. A buddy of mine killed himself, who's stationed at Fort Bliss, about a week and a half ago. So I found out about that. So now I'm at 183. And that's the number I hold on to because that's the one I'm trying to never have to add to, if that makes sense.
No, that makes perfect sense. Make sure everyone registers at ngbn.tv/save a life. Last question I got for you before I go to commercial. Do people need like a notepad or paper, piece of paper?
Oh yeah, take some notes, but I'm going to be adding some, basically a read along on some of the key points on certain segments of the presentation.
So fantastic.
We'll have talking points for it.
Greg Hanum, I appreciate you coming on. Hold on. Jenna wants me to read something. Hold on. Where is it? Hold on. You're going to learn the knowledge and skills to identify clues and signs that someone may be having the thoughts of suicide. Yeah, that's perfect. Yeah, because I mean, I would have loved to have this seminar. I think it's been 7 months since Jim passed away. And I would have loved it. That would have been great.
Yeah, I'm sure it's going to save lives. And, you know, we'll use Jim's memory to, we'll exploit Jim's memory to help others because someone else is suffering with the same kind of stuff.
Absolutely. I appreciate you coming on, Craig. Jenna, I'm out.
You have been watching The Rubio Method, a show on the NGBN.TV network. Take it away, Rubio.
Focus. Focus up. I'm talking to you, the Tuesday night lineup of NGBN.TV. We've got the Rubio Method, obviously, right now. Sideline Sports coming up at 8:30 p.m. Eastern. Decades at 9:30 p.m. Eastern. You got to check that out. I heard the host is absolutely phenomenal and a good-looking human being as well. You got Hawk Talk at 10:30 p.m. Pacific time, or Eastern time, 10:30 Eastern. That's all about the Hawks. Go Hawks, Seattle Seahawks. AC Sports Live at midnight Eastern. And then the Ride with Chevy and Nasty at 1 a.m. Eastern. Wonder if they're going to go to overtime. All right, let's wrap this up. I got 6 minutes, 4 minutes, 5 minutes. Confidence is the key. Get out and travel. Spring break was last week, and I did not want to go. My wife booked a cruise for myself and my youngest son. The other two are in college, so they have different spring breaks. There's winners and losers in life. They lost. Too bad for them. Did not want to go on a cruise because the last cruise I was on was, let's just say, a little ghetto, and I didn't think it was that fun, and it was just overridden with just stupid people. And I said, I'm not going on this. This is going to be stupid. We get onto this cruise. Now, Jenna, can you show the boat, please? Yeah. Oh, my God. This boat was 18 floors high. It's called the Carnival Jubilee, if you want to look it up. And it was unbelievable. I think there was like 9 pools, and there was a roller coaster. There was a ropes course. There was like 19 slides. I mean, there was indoor pools, outdoor pools. There was obviously food everywhere. The entertainment was absolutely phenomenal. Okay, and I'm not much of a travel guy. I do like to travel, but like I talked earlier, my second segment was, or the first segment, I don't like to travel in by plane. Like if I could travel with my own plane, holy hell, I'd be all over the place. But it's one of those things that I know I'm going to be uncomfortable. A cruise is a large toilet on the ocean. Yeah, I'll give you that. I'm not denying that. But what I experienced was phenomenal because you get to see new people and things. And I was kind of taking notes on my phone the entire time. What am I liking about this? Number one, you got to experience new things. I got to experience new places. So one of the stops was Honduras. Very nice people. Do I ever need to go back to Honduras? No, I'm good. I saw it. Not my favorite place. A little too hot, a little too humid. It's kind of like Alabama. And I said, I'm not going back there. It's too hot, too humid. And it just wasn't my thing. It wasn't that, let's say, developed. That's the nicest way I can say it. And it was just, I know now after seeing it, I don't need to go back to Honduras. Some people may go to Honduras and say, holy hell, this is the best place on the planet. Not for Big Daddy. And I got to see new people and new things. Because if you've ever been on a cruise ship, it's wild because you get to see, even though there's 2,000 people on board, you start to pick out people like, okay, there's that guy, there's this girl, there's that guy, there's that family, there's this, and you start to name them. Where if it's, you got one guy, cruising is not for everyone. I'll agree that 100%. I'm 100% in now. I think it's phenomenal. But I'm just talked to my oldest son because he's just about to graduate. I said, you need to travel while you have the time. Okay, because he's graduating. He doesn't have basically a job lined up. He kind of does, but he doesn't. And he's not married, doesn't have any kids. I go, now is the time where you need to get off your ass and just go. Get a buddy, take a big backpack, a duffel bag, do what you got to do, spend $10 a day, book a flight to Europe, and then just backpack. Do the little railroad car thing, whatever it's called, and just go and just be a bum. be a bum for 6 months to a year and just experience things, because never in your life are you going to have that opportunity. Because as soon as you start a real job, unless you're a world-class traveler, you're not going to be able to say, hey, I'm going, hey, Alaskan cruise is one of my favorite. I'm doing that in August. I heard it's phenomenal. Oh, yeah, Groove says the same thing. But it's one of those things, he's never get the time. And Sheldon says the exact same thing. You got no wife, you got no kids, you got no real job. Just take your graduation money and go to South America and just backpack, be an idiot, be a hobo. I don't care. Just live off top ramen and one slice of pizza a day or a power bar per day. You'll never have the time enough to do it again. So when you have the time, you have the opportunity, and you have your health, not to sound like an old man, but go do it. Go do it. And that's my advice to anyone that's a little younger. So for confidence is key, have the confidence to go out and travel. All right. For my last segment, the bottom line. What is the bottom line? The bottom line is all the stuff you should have learned without even realizing you learned it. Number one, when is enough enough? Number one, when is enough enough? Like at some point with the transgender days, at some point you have to say, all right, 145 days, that's enough. If they were given 145 days to big, bald, brown guy days, not gays, Jetta and Craig, I would say that's too much. I don't need 145 days. I don't even need one day. Number two, just stop complaining. Just stop complaining. This goes back to Tyrese Halliburton and the bigger people on the plane. Just stop complaining. If you don't like it, Tyrese, you don't have to play basketball. You can go get a 9-to-5 job. You can go be a porta potty pumper. You can go clean bathroom stalls. I don't care. And if you don't like the way the planes fit, don't fly. Or you have to, that's one thing you can control is your size. I mean, not height, but weight. Yeah, you got to do something. And like I said, I'm putting myself down on this one. And number three, experience life while you can. Like I just said, man, go out and travel, experience new things, see different people while you have the health, while you have the time, while you're not quote unquote locked down. Just go out and have a good time. Hopefully you had a good time watching episode 57 of the Rubio Method. I really want to thank everyone that came on and commented. You guys did a great job. I heard the X followers were, or not X, but Twitter X, were very, very high. So that's a good thing. And remember, if you want, you can email rubio@therubiomethod.com. I will see you next week, Tuesday, 7 p.m. Eastern, or you can find me every day with the Rundown with Rubio. Jenna, I'm out.
Thanks for watching The Rubio Method on the NGBN.TV network. Be sure to spread the word, and don't forget to subscribe, like, or follow on YouTube, Spotify, iTunes, Google, Amazon, Twitter, LinkedIn, and Facebook.